sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Right here of Pensacola right now. Let's get started with your top three. Well, actually, first, let's get started with traffic and weather together on the fives.
We still have slow-moving traffic right now. This is due to an accident that was at mile marker 10, which is in the westbound direction right between 29 and I-110. Scene of the accident has gotten cleared up, but we are seeing heavy delays. That's going to be I-10 westbound as well as I-110 heading northbound. That's going to be backing up all the way to Airport Boulevard with every lane slow moving. Also an accident on 98 in West Pensacola right off of Lillian Highway causing some slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads or have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a look at our weather from WEAR.
The chance for a shower or thunderstorm does continue right on into tonight. It will be a warm one. Overnight, the weather will be quiet with lows in the low 70s. Pretty good chance for widespread rainy weather on Wednesday. Look for showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Rain chances drop later in the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Bobby, about 5:30, that's when the school board meetings.
Yeah, big meeting here coming up here in about 15 minutes. The Escambia County School Board is going to have their meeting, but one of the things on the agenda is the Charter Schools USA situation. The state has now given the Escambia County 48 hours to sign a deal, or they're going to lose the salaries for the local teachers. And so the agreement and the lease with Charter Schools USA is on the agenda, and Superintendent Tim Smith told the State Board of Education he would recommend its approval. So we'll see what happens. We'll give you an update on that if it comes through while we're on the air here. Other top three stories, debt ceiling update. A deal is possible by the end of the week, according to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. President Biden cut his upcoming foreign trip short in order to focus on the debt ceiling. And unlike last week, Vice President Kamala Harris has joined the discussions today. And authorities say that the New Mexico gunman who killed three people was a local high school student. 18-year-old lived in the neighborhood where he opened up fire, killing three women and wounding six other people. They say the targets were at random, and they're still trying to seek a motive. Those are your top three stories. Let's go over to Joe Ford.
Yeah, Bobby, heated meeting this morning for the Escambia School District. It was Superintendent Tim Smith and Paul Fetsko, the board chair, that were on the call with the State Board of Education today.
I recommend reporting the district's failure to the legislature, withhold funding in an amount equal to the salaries of every board member and the superintendent, and requiring the district to make daily reports to the board through the department on the progress of negotiations with the charter school operator.
That's State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz, who, Bobby, said that the district has 48 hours to get a deal done. So what you said is correct, is that Superintendent Tim Smith did indicate that he would recommend that the board approve the charter and lease agreement with Charter Schools USA. And the reason apparently is because sometime between their emergency meeting on Friday and today, the district received updated language in the contract proposal that Charter Schools USA sent over. So nobody knows what specifically that language is other than the school board. So we'll find that out here at 5:30 and obviously see how the board votes. The other big story here locally has to do with the Pensacola International Airport. Hearing from Ken Eibold, deputy director, today.
The infrastructure there at the airport is decades old. And if you've ever owned an old house or driven an old car, you know that over time, electrical insulation can shrink and crack. These are 240-volt circuits. And so when they arc, the temperatures get very high. That appears to be what happened.
So this afternoon, Mayor D.C. Reeves and Ken Eibold said that they hope to have the runway lights back on today. The taxi lights would not be. However, due to the storms that rolled in earlier today, the work got delayed, so the lights will not be on today. So the exact same thing that we saw yesterday with flights being canceled after dark is expected to happen again tonight. Trouble going on at the airport and a lot of trouble happening on the roads today as well. 5:15 traffic and weather together.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We still have extremely slow-moving traffic on I-110 as well as I-10 westbound. This is due to an accident that was at mile marker 10, which is in between 29 and I-110 on I-10 westbound. Scene of the accident has gotten cleared up, but we're still seeing heavy delays on I-110. So if you are on I-110 heading northbound, it's going to be a little while before it gets cleared up and start moving again. I got a call in. Someone was backed up till Brent Lane. So that is where we are still seeing some slow moving traffic. If you see something else on the road or have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's get a quick look at weather from WEAR.
The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into tonight, but not overnight. It should be quiet during the wee hours. And as we look at our low temperatures, low 70s, we'll have mid-80s for the most part over the next couple of days. It will be humid and it will feel warmer. Rain chance super high on Wednesday. I'd look out for showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Rain chances, though, do drop later in the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your First Warning Channel 3 weather forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. More local headlines from Joe Ford.
So heard from Congressman Matt Gaetz. He is among the contributors to Daniel Penny's defense fund. We told you yesterday that that fund was over $2 million. Also today, Governor Ron DeSantis voicing his support for Daniel Penny. Pensacola ranking 28th on the best places to live list. That's pretty good. We climbed 16 spots to check in at number 28 on the annual U.S. News and World Report's annual best places to live list. And how about this? A 12-year-old piano prodigy is set to take his act international. You know, we could just listen to this for the next hour or so. I don't think anybody would be opposed to that. But that's Parker Wolf. He's been taking piano lessons since he was 4 years old. And he's been invited to perform at Carnegie Hall in New York City for a second time this month. Also, Bobby, he will be spending 2 weeks in Italy at the Todi International Music Masters Music Festival for Advanced Pianists. Very cool.
Congrats, Parker.
Yeah, correction here. We did get a text to correct me. I said this incorrectly earlier when the state has given the Escambia County School Board 48 hours to sign an agreement with Charter Schools USA, or they're going to lose funding. I said they're going to lose funding for their teachers. That's incorect. They're going to lose funding for their the state's going to withhold funding for all school board members and the superintendent's salary. So just a correction right there on that. Now, when it comes to other state news here for you, the Governor DeSantis is sending over 1,100 law enforcement agents and resources over to the Texas-Mexico border. It's in response to a letter he sent by Greg Abbott to all 50 states requesting support in the ongoing crisis. And so he's going to be sending over some Florida National Guard, as well as some FDLE agents, as well as State Highway Patrol. He's going to be sending over some drones and some other assets as well. Then the Florida Supreme Court going to weigh in on a proposed recreational marijuana ballot initiative. State Attorney Ashley Moody, General Ashley Moody, submitted a formal request to the court's advisory opinion. She's arguing that the referendum allowing people ages 21 and older to use cannabis products does not meet the legal requirements to even appear on the 2024 ballot. As you know, there's a group out there trying to obtain enough signatures to get it on the ballot, and they're pretty close already. And so before you even get to the point of getting enough signatures and then having the Florida Supreme Court review the ballot language, she wants to even find out if it's even legal to be on the ballot. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break here. When we come back here, we've got some of your national headlines as well as your sports and your pop culture news for you. We got to give you an update on what's going on with the NBA draft lottery tonight at 7 o'clock. So stick around for that coming up next. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and the latest update on Bands on the Beach, it looks like it's still on. It's supposed to be at 7 o'clock at Gulfside Pavilion, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, so go check out the Modern El Dorados taking the stage, experience country and rock and roll the way it used to be. Music fans will hear the sounds from George Jones, Patsy Cline, and Elvis as the band channels the nostalgia from the 1950s. So be sure to check that out. And some other national headlines. The guy behind, he's actually the chief officer behind the chatbot, the artificial intelligence, ChatGPT. He was testifying before the Senate today. And Sam Altman said the government regulation is crucial as the AI sector continues to advance. He actually called for licensing and testing requirements for increased powerful AI models. And North Carolina Republicans are taking the first step to override a veto of the 12-week abortion ban. North Carolina Republican-controlled Senate voted Tuesday to override the Democrat governor's veto of a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. And it's the first of two steps necessary to enact this policy over the governor's opposition. Now, the vote comes as certain states like South Carolina and Nebraska are looking to sharply limit abortion, whereas Oregon is looking to expand access to abortion. Let's get traffic and weather together on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic right now on I-110. This is due to an accident that was on I-10. It's cleared up now. We're looking good on I-10, but still expect some slow-moving traffic as you head northbound from Brent Lane all the way up to Davis and I-10. We do have some other slowdowns on 29 northbound, as well as Palafox. I'm assuming most people getting off the interstate and taking those roads instead. So we are starting to see some busyness there, but other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads or have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum.
The chance for a shower or a thunderstorm does continue right on into tonight. It will be a warm one. Overnight, the weather will be quiet with lows in the low 70s. Pretty good chance for widespread rainy weather on Wednesday. Look for showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Rain chances drop later in the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio with your traffic and weather together. Now let's get more from Joe Ford.
Yeah, so tonight in the NBA, 7:30 start, game one of the Western Conference Finals on ESPN, the Nuggets and the Lakers. Before that, it's being called the most historically significant NBA draft lottery in history, according to some, as the Detroit Pistons, Houston Rockets, and the San Antonio Spurs hope that they've sucked enough to get the first overall pick, because the prize is Victor Wembanyama, French talent who is 7'5" and can shoot the three, has guard-like skills. He is really considered the next LeBron James type of prospect. So that starts at 7 o'clock, where one franchise will get very lucky. Philadelphia 76ers firing head coach Doc Rivers after the team was eliminated in the Eastern Conference semis for the third straight season. On the diamond today, the Cubs and the Astros are on TBS, 7:10 start time. The Braves still in Texas, taking on the Rangers at 7:05. The Rays are in New York, taking on the Mets at 6:10. And in about 10 minutes from now, the Marlins will take on the Nationals starting at 5:40. NFL announced one of its playoff games will be exclusively behind a streaming paywall. The league announced that the Saturday night game on Wildcard Weekend will be on Peacock. Gracie, what's going on elsewhere today?
The world's biggest film festival is kicking off today. That's Martin Scorsese's Killers of Moonflowers, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, as well as Brendan Fraser. And it's making its debuts at the Cannes Film Festival. The festival is going to close on May 27th with a screening of the Pixar Element. If you missed out on Willie Nelson's 90th birthday concert, that was last month in Los Angeles, the performance is going to be hitting theaters. So it's going to be hitting theaters on June 11th, and this performance sold out quickly, so that's why it's going to be hitting theaters for give the fans who wanted to see it an opportunity to see it. Had a crazy lineup. It had Neil Young, Sheryl Crow, Chris Stapleton, Dave Matthews Band, just to name a few, as well as Snoop Dogg and Miranda Lambert. So again, that's going on June 11th. And then also in other local pop culture news, our local celebrity 12-year-old Pensacola boy has a special talent. It's going to be playing the piano. Set to perform in New York City and Italy this summer. Blue Angels Music announced today that Parker Wolf, one of the organization's rising stars, is going to be performing at New York's Hall in June. Parker and his family are going to travel to Italy to be part of the Todi International Music Masters Music Festival for advanced pianists. And if you are a fan of Post Malone, his tickets are going on sale on Friday. New album coming out in a tour this summer. Singer-songwriter is going to drop his fifth album, Austin, on July 28th. With the first single, Morning, is set to release this week. Malone is going to kick off his tour this summer on July 8th in Indiana. And in just a bit, we have the school board meeting going on, right, Joe?
Yeah, so that's just about to get started again. The State Board of Education met this morning. Did not go well for Superintendent Tim Smith and Paul Fetsko, the board chair, but it is on the agenda, the charter agreement and the lease agreement with Charter Schools USA. Dr. Smith has said that he will recommend that the board approve that agreement, that meeting starting right now. Fox News update, and after that, Your Money Now. It's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Let's get started with traffic and weather together on the fives, and then we'll get you your top three stories.
We're still seeing slow-moving traffic on I-110. This is going to be due to an accident that was on I-10. For the most part, it has cleared up. You're still going to see some slowdowns as you are going on the off-ramp, getting on off of I-110, merging into I-10, as well as a lot of people got off the interstate and decided to go northbound on some other local roads. That's including 29 Palafox and Davis Highway, looking slower than usual right now. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Let's hear from Alan Strom with our weather.
The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into tonight, but not overnight. It should be quiet during the wee hours. And as we look at our low temperatures, low 70s, we'll have mid-80s for the most part over the next couple of days. It will be humid and it will feel warmer. Rain chance super high on Wednesday. I'd look out for showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Rain chances, though, do drop later in the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning Channel 3 weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, we have some local a local update in our top three stories.
We do. So we're waiting to hear from the Escambia County School Board as they just are meeting now. One of the big agenda items I think a lot of people are paying attention to is the agreement and lease with Charter Schools USA. And Superintendent Tim Smith told the State Board of Education he would recommend its approval. And the State Board of Education basically, or the state, has basically given the county 48 hours as of this morning to sign an agreement, or they're going to lose funding for the school board members and the superintendent's salary. And so he said they're going to go ahead and suggest doing just that. If we can get an update, I don't know if this is going to be the first thing on the agenda or the last thing.
I will look at that. My assumption would be that it's at the end, but I will check.
Perfect. Debt ceiling update. A deal is possible by the end of the week, according to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. President Biden cut his upcoming foreign trip short in order to focus on the debt ceiling. And also, unlike last week's meetings, Vice President Kamala Harris joined the discussions today to try to help get the deal done. Authorities say that the New Mexico gunman who killed three people was actually a local high school student, 18 years old. He lived in the neighborhood where he opened fire, killed three women, and wounded six other people. According to the police, the targets and the shooting were at random, and they're still trying to seek a motivation behind this. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's get some local headlines with Joe Ford.
Yeah, newsroom.
Joe?
Bobby, just looking at the agenda right now, depending on how many public speakers there are, because public forum will be first after any sort of invocations, special recognitions, there's a public forum. So depending on how many people want to speak at that, it should happen pretty quickly. Now, again, we have no idea how many people are speaking, but it's in the top section of the fourth item on the agenda for unfinished business. So there, it's the charter agreement as well as the lease agreement. So it is towards the beginning. So we may get a resolution here before we're off the air, but we'll certainly keep our eyes on that. The other big story here locally, the road's been busy all day today, as has Pensacola International Airport. Long lines inside the airport. We got a few pictures in today, as well as the issue with the runway. What complicating this is the fact that we're not really sure how long, but currently the airport has only been operating with one of the two runways because the north-south runway has been closed for construction. So the east-west runway has been the only one in service. So with no runway or taxi lights again tonight, we will see more cancellations similar to what we saw yesterday as well. Mayor D.C. Reeves outlining today his vision for short and long-term plans for the Blake Doyle Skate Park. We've been keeping tabs on this as there have been some security concerns over the number of skaters that have been hanging out after sundown. In the short term, Reeves says that he would like to see the expansion of the park hours to 10 o'clock each night. And as for the long term, he says that he is looking into the idea of an operator taking over the day-to-day operations of the Blake Doyle Skate Park. He says it's something that the city is familiar with. It's at the Roger Scott Tennis Center, the YMCA downtown as well, but that is the long-term vision that he is outlining there. He says it's not going to be solved next month. It's going to take some time. They'd have to send it out to interested parties for RFPs to see who might be the winning bid on that. But an update for the Blake Doyle Skate Park as well today. Busy day for Governor Ron DeSantis today, Gracie.
That's right. Florida is fighting back against human trafficking. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three more bills into law that are going to allow survivors to pursue civil suits against their traffickers and adult entertainment businesses that exploit victims. The Florida's two top Republicans in the state legislature are publicly backing Ron DeSantis ahead of his likely run for president. House Speaker Paul Ryanem, as well as Senate President Kathleen Passidomo, are endorsing him. It's likely to lead a wave of endorsements for other Florida Republican lawmakers. And the Florida Supreme Court is going to weigh in on a proposal for a recreational marijuana ballot initiative. State Attorney General Ashley Moody submitted a formal request to the court's advisor opinion. She's arguing that the referendum allowing people ages 21 and older to use cannabis products does not meet the legal requirements to appear on the 2024 ballot. And lastly, new details of the death of the 17-year-old migrant who was staying in the migrant center in Florida. That's Eduardo Espinoza likely died in his sleep last Wednesday after having an epileptic seizure. The Pinellas County Sheriff went on to say that the Safety Harbor shelter had the boy's online medical records, but the staff was unaware of his conditions when arriving from Honduras earlier this month. What's going on in our national headlines, Bobby?
So the Secret Service is looking into how an intruder entered the home of President Biden's national security advisor undetected. Washington Post says an unidentified man entered Jake Sullivan's Washington, D.C. home in late April. Sullivan confronted the man and instructed him to leave before alerting agents about the incident. Oh, they're just trying to figure out how in the world did he get there in the first place. A study has found that YouTube's recommendations, you know, like when you watch a YouTube video and then you get a recommended videos after that. A new study found that some of those recommendations may send violent and graphic gun videos to 9-year-olds. New research said that it's from a nonprofit tech transparency project. They created YouTube accounts mimicking the behavior of young boys with an interest in video games. The site soon began recommending videos featuring graphic imagery of school shootings, tactical firearm training, and other graphic videos to users as young as 9. Oh, boy. Joe, what do we got going on? Some NBA playoffs tonight. Big game one with the Lakers and the Nuggets.
Yeah, that starts at 7:30 on ESPN. game one there. So we got LeBron going for another NBA Finals appearance, and the Nuggets trying to get it done. The Nuggets have home court advantage, by the way. But the bigger story for around the league is going to happen at 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's because it's the NBA Draft Lottery, the chance to select the next phenom, Victor Wembanyama, a French player. He's 7'5". And he can play anywhere on the court. So the Pistons, Rockets, and the Spurs are hoping that the ping pong balls go their way. Those three teams have the best odds at winning the first pick. Major League Baseball today, the Cubs and the Astros are taking, they start at 7:10 on TBS. The Braves are in Texas taking on the Rangers. That starts at 7:05. The Tampa Bay Rays in New York taking on the Mets at 6:10, and the Marlins and the Nationals got underway just about 3 minutes ago. Soccer news, if you're into that sort of thing, crosstown rivalry, Inter Milan and AC Milan faced off in the semifinal for the Champions League. The 3-0 final score but went to Inter Milan, so they won 1-0 today, 3-0 on aggregate, so they are now in the Champions League final. Tomorrow's semifinal is Manchester City hosting Real Madrid. Their score after the first game is tied at 1-1. Gracie, I'm not sure, I've never been in a situation where I've had to talk or work my way out of a DUI, but for one Colorado man, it's safe to say things didn't go his way at all.
Yeah, I don't know what he was on when he got pulled over by this DUI, but he, police from Springfield, Colorado, says to a man tried to get out of his DUI arrest by swapping seats with his dog after being pulled over. This happened around 11:30 on Saturday night when the man was pulled over for driving 20 miles over the speed limit. He reported switching places with the dogs, then got out of the passenger side of the car and claimed that he was not driving. So I don't know. Speaking of our roads, we got to get a quick traffic update. We're now looking good on I-10 and I-110, so those slowdowns have cleared up. We're still seeing some typical afternoon traffic, but if you see something else slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into tonight, but not overnight. It should be quiet during the wee hours. And as we look at our low temperatures, low 70s, we'll have mid-80s for the most part over the next couple of days. It will be humid and it will feel warmer. Rain chance super high on Wednesday. I'd look out for showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Rain chances, though, do drop later in the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your First Warning Channel 3 weather forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together. In other weird news, a story out of Kentucky. A middle school teacher in Kentucky is suspended after a student wore a KKK costume as an assignment. The student wore this costume to a school when officials said it was for an assignment about historical figures. The student teacher allegedly gave them permission to dress up as the KKK's first Grand Wizard. So just some weird headlines out of there. Another pop culture news. The world's biggest film festival is kicking off today. That's Martin Scorsese's Killer of the Flower Moon. It's starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, and Brendan Fraser is making its debuts at the Cannes Film Festival. The festival is going to close on May 27th with a screening from Pixar's Element. Also, if you missed out on Willie Nelson's 90th birthday concert that was last month in Los Angeles, you can see all the special performances that honored this 12-time Grammy winner in a limited running starting on June 11th in select theaters. The performances sold out quickly, so this is for people who maybe wanted to see it and didn't get the opportunity to. The lineup had a lot of great artists, including Neil Young, Sheryl Crow, as well as Chris Stapleton, Dave's Matthews Band, Miranda Lambert, and Snoop Dogg, just to name a few. And lastly, just a local story, a 12-year-old from Pensacola. 12-year-old boy from Pensacola is a special talent for his piano. He's going to be is set to perform in New York City and Italy this summer. Blue Angels Music announced on today that Parker Wolf, one of the organization's rising stars, is going to perform in New York at Carnegie Hall in June. And then also Parker and his family are set to travel to Italy for the Totem or Toady International Music Masters Festival happening this summer.
This is what he sounds like, by the way. So, 12 years old. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. He's really good, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Coming up here next, we got your stock market update for the day, and we're still looking at Escambia County School Board meeting to see if an agreement will be signed with Charter Schools USA. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
It's like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We've got your traffic and weather together on the fives coming up in 2 minutes. Right now, let's get your stock market update here for you. So Wall Street weakened as energy stocks and Home Depot reported bad news. So basically, the S&P 500 lost 0.6%. The Dow dropped 336 points, while the NASDAQ held up better than the rest of the market. Home Depot warned of a slowdown in sales, and they say they're seeing pressure across all across its businesses, and it cut its financial forecast for the year. Energy stocks fell also, but gains for big tech limited Wall Street's losses. In the meantime, retail sales have been reportedly went up a little bit in April, 0.4% increase in April. It was buoyed by a solid job market and declining prices in some areas. Now, they picked up the spending, particularly in dining out and online, and a bump in car sales also helped pick up the results as well. And then also when it comes to business news, President Biden vetoed the bipartisan bill from Congress that was going to reinstate tariffs on solar panel imports from Southeast Asia. So President Biden's actions, at least for now, settle a long-running dispute over whether to punish China for trade violations that bypass U.S. rules limiting imports of cheap solar panels from Asia. Then in little health news, a New York University study has found an alarmingly high levels of airborne toxins in New York City subway stations. Researchers took readings at 271 subway platforms back in May 2021, found that pollution from airborne iron particles was 126 times higher than what people would be exposed to outdoors. Not really that big of a surprise right there, but you got a limited, you know, air ventilation in those areas, but there you go. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get to your local headlines with Joe Ford.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, and our delays on Highway 90 have cleared up too. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Let's hear from Alan Strum with our WEAR weather update.
The chance for a shower or thunderstorm does continue right on into tonight. It will be a warm one overnight. The weather will be quiet with lows in the low 70s. Pretty good chance for widespread rainy weather on Wednesday. Look for showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Rain chances drop later in the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Joe, busy day for Escambia County School Board.
Yeah, and they're in session right now, although they are still working their way through presentation. So the public comment has yet to happen. So we're still not quite to the discussion over the charter agreement with Charter Schools USA and Warrington Middle School. We're keeping our eye on that. The city of Pensacola now will have 2 nights in a row where flights will be canceled due to no lights at the runway or taxiways. The crews hope to have had the runway lights back up today. However, the storms and threat of lightning from earlier today made that not possible. So basically the same thing that happened last night is going to happen again tonight, where after sundown, there will be cancellations that will show up on flypensacola.com as well as your individual airline apps. If you have a flight to get out or if you're picking somebody up, you'll just want to stay in tune with those apps.
So are these actual cancellations, or are they going to be rescheduled? Or that's just up to each individual airline?
It's up to each individual airline. I think there was a total of 6 airlines yesterday, but only two of them were not related to the light issues. Four were, and then there were two flights leaving Pensacola that were delayed, but they were able to get out, you know, once the sun got up a little bit more, I guess. So, but yeah, that's up to each individual airline. The hope from the city city's perspective earlier today was that with the runway lights being restored, but not the taxi lights, the individual airlines and pilots would be able to decide on their own whether or not they thought it was safe. I mean, I guess just different pilots,
some don't matter to some.
And it may matter to others. So, you know,
maybe
that would
depend on how familiar they are with the Pensacola International Airport, things like that.
But
we
one thing
get a text here says, why can't they just use the 3 mile bridge lights instead? Yeah, no, we don't want to be landing planes on 3 mile bridge.
Or just be like Kurt Russell in Executive Decision and just, you know, I-10 east westbound. I mean, we've
got a good,
you know, 30 mile lane there. We could get airplanes down in. But yeah, I don't think it quite works that way. The one thing though that I didn't know, because I mean, I haven't been to the airport now in several months, but I didn't know that one of the two runways was out of service. So obviously there's no backup. You can't just divert to the north-south runway, which is being closed for construction there. So that was interesting to learn today as well. Around the state of Florida today, Gracie, Governor DeSantis making a interesting decision relating to the southern border today.
Yes, Governor Ron DeSantis is sending over 1,100 law enforcement agents to the National Guard members to the Texas-Mexico border. This is in response to the letter sent by the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, to all 50 states requesting support on the ongoing border crisis. This is the news hour on Pensacola right now. We'll be back after a break from WEAR right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.